This parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, has 53 mitzvahs in it, most of which are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. In truth, this parsha is really the civil code of Bnei Yisrael, the halachas which direct and dictate our behavior in many circumstances which have to do with the way that we deal with fellow man. There's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Ramban about when this parsha was said. According to Rashi, it's out of order. Just to be clear, the end of Parshas Yisrael has the Aseret HaDibros, and then three halachas about details of the Mizbeach, of the building of the Mizbeach, and how we use the Mizbeach, and then it goes straight into Parshas Mishpatim, all the halachas, and towards the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have additional information about Matan Torah, including the command for Moshe to go up to Shemayim and his actual going up to Shemayim. In fact, the iconic Na'aseh V'Nishma is actually in this week's Parsha, not in Parshas Yisrael. And Rashi says that all of this really happened at once. Yisrael, the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe's commandment to go up, certain other details which we're going to discuss, and the Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shemayim, all happened first, then the three halachas about the Mizbeach, then the Parshas Mishpatim, and in fact he goes on to say that Parshas Truma and Tetzava, which talk about the building of the Mishkan, were actually also out of order. Rashi believes that Truma and Tetzava, the building of the Mishkan, was a reaction to Chet HaEgel, which means that Chet HaEgel must have happened before Truma and Tetzava, which means that the way Rashi puts it is the Aseret HaDibros that we find in Parshas Yisrael, the little details, the few details that we have in Parshas Mishpatim about the Moshe going up to Shemayim and the bris that they make, which we'll discuss, parts of Parshas Kisisa, which talk about the Chet HaEgel, and then, not in the order that it's written in the Torah, but then Parshas Mishpatim, Truma, and Tetzava. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, the Ramban never likes to rely on Ein Muktam U'Mu'chor B'Torah. The Ramban likes to look at the Torah written in the order it's written, and unless there's really no other option, we'll keep things in the order they're written. And so what he says is that we have the Luchos, the Aseret HaDibros were given, not the Luchos, but the Aseret HaDibros were given. All of Klal Yisrael hears it. And then there's a break, which is Parshas Mishpatim, and only then does Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim. Which tells us something. It tells us about the importance of Parshas Mishpatim, because the way the Ramban puts it, after the revelation of the Aseret HaDibros, Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu not up on Har Sinai, not in the clouds, not in Shemayim, but still at the foot of the mountain, supplementary mitzvahs to the Aseret HaDibros. These consist of the laws of the Mizbeach, the Mishpatim, and the mitzvahs to follow the Mishpatim. As part of the ceremony before Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, he tells all of these Mishpatim, which we just had, now all the beginning halachas of Sefer of Parshas Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells it to the people, and they respond and say, "Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh." Everything that Hashem said, we will do. Then Moshe writes them down, and the next morning, as described in Parshas Mishpatim, he builds a mizbeach, and he reads them the Sefer HaBris. And when he finishes reading the Sefer HaBris, he says, "Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma." Everything Hashem says, we will do and we will hear. The idea seems to be that at the beginning of the ceremony, he explains to them all these mitzvahs, the Divrei Hashem and the Mishpatim, which according to the Ramban means the mitzvahs at the end of Yisrael and the Mishpatim of our Parsha, and they accepted them. Moshe knows that he's going to receive the rest of the commandments in Shemayim, so what he wants to do is have a ceremony at which they will commit themselves not only to observe the mitzvahs that they have already heard, namely the Mishpatim, but also to observe the mitzvahs that they did not yet receive. As such, there's going to be a ceremony. The ceremony involves the karbanos. I'm saying what is written in Parshas Mishpatim. There's karbanos, there's the building of the Mizbeach, there's the reading of the Sefer HaBris, there's a sprinkling of blood which is going to happen. And when they say, "Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma," according to the Ramban, unlike Rashi and Chazal, They are literally saying, whatever Hashem has already told us and said, namely the Aseres HaDibros and the few mitzvahs about the Mizbeach at the end of Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Mishpatim, all that, na'aseh, we're going to do it. We already heard it. We know what we have to do and we're going to do. And whatever is still going to come, whatever you're going to come down from Shemayim and you're going to tell us, v'nishma, we're ready to hear. And whatever we hear, we're going to do. If we go according to the Ramban again, this lends incredible importance to the mitzvahs of Parshas Mishpatim, because basically what it's saying is that there's so much still that we have to learn, meaning the whole Sefer Vayikra we still have to learn, all the rituals of being a Jew, Tumah and Tara and the Karbonos and the Yomim Tovim, which are only briefly mentioned in this week's Parsha, but without any of the details, everything that is so important, the one thing that is most important that I have to tell you about even before I go up to Shemayim, again according to the Ramban, is the civil code, the Bein Adam L'Chaveri. This is crucial. When Moshe came down from Har Sinai, Hashem gives him, it's described as Shnei Luchos Ha'edus. We have two questions on the wording here. Whenever it says a plural of something without a number, we know that it has to be two. Meaning, just a word in plural without any number before it means that there's two. And if there were two luchos, why did it have to say Shnei Luchos Ha'edus? Why couldn't it say that Moshe brought down Luchos Ha'edus? We would know just from the wording of Luchos Ha'edus that there must be two Luchos Ha'edus, because otherwise it wouldn't say the word, it would have a different number. If it doesn't have a number, it means two. Also, the way Luchos is written without a vav. It just says Lamed Ches Tav. Could be written as Shnei Luchas Ha'edus. So the answer, to answer both questions, that when it does say Shnei before a word, meaning it doesn't need the Shnei, but when it does say two before a word, for example, when it says Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim, in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, you have to take two goats, and it says the word Shnei, two, or Aseh Lecha Shtei Chatzaitzreis, make for yourself two Chatzaitzreis, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to make two Shofreis, two horns to blow, also it says the word Shtei, it means that they have to be identical. Those two goats that were taken for the Avodah of Yom Kippur, they were identical. Those two Chatzaitzreis, they had to be identical. And so it tells us that the Luchos had to be identical, and it's telling us to read it like Luchas, to tell us that really, yes, it's two, but it should be looked at as one. It should be looked at as one and the same. The way we look at our luchos, if we have an image of luchos, we think of two different stones held in Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, and they have this the rounded topped stone. And what the wording tells us is, well, there's a whole machlekus about the round top. Most people say it was actually a square top. And look at it as one piece. What does it mean, one piece? And why is it so important that it's looked at as one piece? The Aseres HaDibros, the first five Dibros, relate to Bein Adam L'Makom. These are the mitzvahs between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leaving out the Kavir Asavicha V'Esimecha, which is for a different shiur, why that's included on the Bein Adam L'Makom side. The second half, the second five Dibros, is Bein Adam L'Chaveri, between man and his fellow man. Lest we think that one takes precedence over the other, we're being shown that there's one unit. Bein Adam L'Chaver, Bein Adam L'Makom, they match each other. Interestingly, since they had to be identical in weight and in size, and since there are many more words on the Bein Adam L'Makom side, because we know the psukim of the first five Dibros is much more wordy than the psukim on the Bein Adam L'Chaver side, many of those Dibros are just two words long, it means... So we're picturing two luchos, two stones, and they have to be identical. They have to be identical in size, which they are. They also have to be identical in weight. Now, how could they be identical in weight if the words are carved out, which means that on the Bein Adam L'Makom side, man between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much more of the stone would be lost on those luchos because there's so many more words. So how could they be of equal weight? The only way to reconcile it would be that on the Bein Adam L'Chaveri side, on the second luchos of the two luchos, those words would have had to be written in much bigger font in order that the weight should be identical. Which means, picturing Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai carrying these two luchos, that what they would have seen first in much bigger letters would be the Bein Adam L'Chaveri side, which connects to what I've been saying about the importance of Parshas Mishpatim, the civil code. So when we look at Yiddishkeit, we have to understand, and we do understand, we may focus instinctively on the Bein Adam LaMakom side. How much effort do we put into making sure that our home is kosher, that everything that we're doing is proper in every area of our lives that have to do with Bein Adam LaMakom? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us by giving us, again, according to the Ramban, the civil code, even before Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and what I've just described as the bigger font on the Luchos of Bein Adam LaChaveri is, pay attention. It's very important. You have to pay as much attention to Bein Adam LaChaveri as you do to Bein Adam LaMakom. Going back to the bris that Moshe Rabbeinu makes in our parsha, Moshe shechts the animals, all the animals that he had to bring, and then Vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam, Moshe takes half of the blood and he puts it into a bowl, and half the blood he sprinkles on the Mizbeach. And then he takes the Sefer HaBris and he reads it to Klal Yisrael, and Vayomru kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. They respond to him and they say, again, according to the understanding of the Ramban, everything that you've told us in the Sefer HaBris, which would be the civil code of Parshas Mishpatim, we will do na'aseh v'nishma. We're waiting to hear what else you come down with, and we're committing to keep it. And then vayikach Moshe es hadam, the blood that was left, and vayizrek al ha'am, and he threw it on the nation, and he said, here's the Dam HaBris, Hashem Karas Hashem Imachem, Al Kol HaDvar Me'ela. Everything that you've committed to, everything that you heard, and everything that you will hear, here's the Dam. And it says, the Chazal asked, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Moshe took half the blood. And Chazal want to know, who split the blood? Who split the blood into half? How did they make it exactly half? How could anybody make the blood exactly half? And the answer is that a malach came and he split it. Rav Huttner asks, why is it so important that a malach split it? Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Why does it have to be exactly half? And the answer is, again, because half is going to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, which is going to represent the Bein Adam LaMakom, and half on the Jewish nation. And it has to be exactly the same, because you can't just accept the Bein Adam LaMakom part. You also have to accept the Bein Adam LaChaveri part, and you have to understand that they are equal. By the way, sometimes we have the opposite problem, meaning sometimes we're very good with the Bein Adam LaChaveri. I understand the civil code. After all, they're mishpatim. I understand that there's certain things that have to happen in order for a society to run. But what's all this ritual that we have to do? What's all the Bein Adam LaChaveri? So it goes the other way as well, and I'll bring you a proof from way back in Parshas Chayesara. When Eliezer finds Rivka, he gives her two bracelets. It says, Shnei Tzmidim. And Rashi there says, Remez l'shnei luchais mitzumadais. It's a remez, it's a hint to the two luchais, again, that are connected to each other. They are tied to each other. They are attached to each other. A play on the word of Tzmidim. Tzmidim is a bracelet, but Tzamud means attached, connected. And each one of them, it says the mishkal, the weight was a sarah zahav of the two of them. Remez l'aseres dibrei shebahen. The Aseres HaDibreis is what Eliezer was telling Rivka was, you clearly excel in Bein Adam LaChaveri after feeding my camels, but you should know we have both sides. There are two sets of five, and if you'll be joining as a matriarch of the Jewish nation, we need to say Na'aseh V'Nishma to both parts of it. There is no side that's more valuable than the other. We have to keep the Bein Adam LaChaveri, and we have to keep the Bein Adam LaMakom. Each side is important. All the minute details, which are written, written in our parsha, plus everything that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to hear up in Har Sinai, kol asher diber Hashem, na'aseh v'nishma.